out there. We'll talk to you later.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Assessing widespread damage in Jamaica after a blast from Hurricane Melissa. CBS's Jason Allen.
We understand there is some serious damage here in Mandeville and in the towns just down the road once we can get down there. Some of that's from flash flooding.
At least 25 deaths in Haiti are blamed on a river that flooded from the intense rain caused by the hurricane. President Trump finalizing a trade deal while he's in South Korea, anticipating tomorrow's meeting with China's president on trade issues and TikTok in play.
I think we're going to have a great meeting with President Xi of China, and a lot of problems are going to be solved.
NVIDIA became the world's first $5 trillion company today. Dictionary.com has picked its word of the year. 6-7, the ambiguous slang term that hits social media hard, so pervasive and bothersome for some teachers, some schools are now banning it. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
From Grand Avenue to the Capitol in Madison, WFHR is where Wisconsin turns for real news and great conversation. Online at WFHR.com. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to crack down on excessive speeding on Wisconsin roadways. The proposed bill would allow judges to enforce individuals with multiple excessive speeding violations to install a speed limiter device, which uses GPS data to track the speed of the vehicle compared to area speed limits. If the vehicle is driving too fast, the speed limiter would gradually slow it down until it reaches the posted speed limit. The speed limiter program would work similarly to the interlock device program currently in place. Repairs will soon begin on the State Highway 97 bridge over Black Creek in Athens. Governor Evers signed a contract for $773,000 to improve the bridge in Marathon County. Construction is scheduled to begin next Tuesday, and traffic will be detoured. Wisconsin 97 will be closed for approximately the month of November. The detour will follow County A, Wisconsin 13, and Wisconsin 64. Work will resume in May of 2026, and the highway will be closed again until the project is completed, hopefully by the end of July. An update in the Jenny Wiki case in Nacusa. Wiki has been in custody since her arrest in April on 14 felony charges related to fraud and theft. Wiki owns two restaurants in Nacusa, West River Cafe and Little Mexico, which have remained closed for the past 6 months. Wiki's bond was reduced to $200,000 in July. On Monday, a demand was entered for a speedy trial. Yesterday, another order was entered into the court record to modify Wiki's bond. WIAA State Cross Country Championships happen this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. Both boys and girls competitions will be at the Ridges Golf Course on Saturday, November 1st. Tickets are available on the WIAA website, and all tickets must be redeemed using a mobile device. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers drop Elijah Gray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball? The Wisconsin Badgers have released forward Elijah Gray from the men's basketball program. In a statement, the university says they cannot discuss the details of the case, only to say it was an incident before Gray transferred from Temple to Madison. Now, losing the 6'8" forward leaves a void in the Badgers lineup. On Monday, head coach Greg Gard talked about the new look to this year's roster.
From the beginning, I've liked how this group competes. You know, we scrimmage Saturday. I've seen just the competitive nature of this group, and it's been different guys, different days. But we got to continue to get better on both ends of the floor, and you know, we'll use this week.
They host Campbell University Monday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-111 win at home over the Knicks. Milwaukee now 3-1 on the season. They host Golden State tomorrow night. Baseball, the World Series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight in L.A. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Over the air and on the web, WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation for Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at WFHR.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday afternoon, mid-50s and northeast winds on the light side. For tonight, a few clouds and some patchy fog forming, lows in the lower 30s, so watch out for some low visibilities as you start your morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, how to not get burned by the same old insurance games when it comes to Medicare Advantage, which really isn't anything like regular Medicare.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Wednesday to you. A lot going on in the world. The hurricane has left Jamaica apparently in just absolutely massive devastation, and as we speak is hitting Cuba. Keep these people in your thoughts or prayers or whatever you do. I really believe we can send good energy to other people at the very least. And, boy, a tough one. By the way, an announcement. Our Seattle affiliate, KBCS, is doing a town hall on December 6th. It's a little more than a month, 5 weeks from now. At Town Hall Seattle, 6 to 9 p.m. I'll be with special guest Katie Wilson, who will be interviewing me on my new book, The Last American President. You can find tickets at tickettailor.com. I'm assuming KBCS's website, I believe that's kbcs.org, has a link to the tickets and to the event, just as an FYI. So, a lot to talk about today. What if Trump is weaker than we think and America is finally figuring that out? Also, Trump's been taking lessons from Kim Jong-un, apparently. Do federal workers now have to praise him to keep their jobs? But wait, there's more. We'll get to that in a minute. And red states are now suing Brooke Rollins, the head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to get them to spend those $6 billion they're sitting on for food stamps. Will that work? We'll talk about that in the first hour. In the second hour of our program, liberals are getting really mad at the Democratic establishment. Something that, you know, I've seen reflected in my calls to this program now for, geez, years, sadly. Do we need new leadership that kicks ass and takes names and embraces genuine progressives? I think so, and I think it may well be coming. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene is having a meltdown on Mike Johnson and the GOP. She says, my party won't tell me the health care plan. That's because they don't have one. Never did and never will. Wise up. Whoa. Marjorie Taylor Greene, truth teller. We actually, you know, Ro Khanna knows her, and we have reached out through his office to her office to see if she would like to come on the program. I'll keep you up to date. So far, no response. And fascist alert, an ICE agent pointed a gun at America and said, you're dead, at an American, and said, you're dead, liberal. Really? In the third hour of our program, Trump is axing the entire commission that approves D.C. buildings, or should we say destroys D.C. buildings. What could possibly go wrong? So, a lot to talk about, plus, of course, your calls throughout the day. But to start out, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. It's also published over on DailyCos.com today. What if Trump is weaker than we think and America is finally figuring it out? I opened the article, actually, with a quote from Edward R. Murrow that I think is prescient. He writes, no man can terrorize a whole nation unless we are all his accomplices. And increasingly, I don't think we all are. You know, kids and cops are getting tear gassed in Chicago. A judge is starting to hold ICE and CPB officials to account. Americans are horrified by the destruction of the East Wing of the White House. Trump wants to replace it now. The White House itself is 45,000 square feet. Trump wants to put next to it a 90,000 square foot ballroom and a building that's much larger than just 90,000 square feet. That's just the ballroom. Now, he wants to have executive suites across the top for wealthy donors when they come to his big fundraising events, which is what his ballroom is presumably there for. So what's going on? Is Trump as strong as he thinks? I tell this story, and I've told you this story before. Back in 1999, I was working for the Salem International, for this international relief agency based out of Germany. I've spent 40 years on and off doing volunteer work with them. It's where we lived for the year and a half that we were in Germany, too, at their headquarters. And I was in Russia. I was in a very remote part of rural Russia, a very, very poor little town of maybe, I don't know, 30 houses, 40 houses. And it was an old collective farm. And we were trying to teach people, and we were building houses there, but we were also trying to teach people how to do modern agriculture. Or how to do peasant agriculture, because all they knew is how to do collective, you know, how to run a, you know, 10,000 acre with tractors and chemicals, you know, kind of farm. And I was staying with a Russian family in this very simple little house. The dad was Russian, mom, Olga was her name, was East German, actually. And they had two little kids. And I was there the night of the first election in the history of Russia. There had never been an election, you know, never been an election before. And we were having dinner and watching TV in Russian. And this guy comes on the screen and starts yelling and screaming and pounding his fist and pointing at the TV. And then he gets very soothing and, oh, rah, 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 and then he goes back to yelling and pounding. And then the screen flashes to a news lady, you know, a commentator who is like very serious, like, you know, asking a question and, you know, having this very serious conversation with her, you know, audience. And suddenly Olga just bursts into laughter, the German, right? And she grew up watching West German television. She knows how elections work, right? And I said, why are you laughing? What's going on? And she says, oh, that's Vladimir Zhirinovsky. Maybe the Huey Long of Russia, although he was hard to the right, maybe the George Wallace of Russia. But anyhow, she says, he just promised everybody if they vote for him, he'll give them a liter of vodka and a turkey after the election. And I said, do people really fall for that here? And she said, you got to understand, this is the first election we've ever had. Russia's been here 1,000 years and we've never had an election. People don't know what to do. And then she added, and he really doesn't care what he promises. If he gets elected, he'll do whatever he pleases. It seems to me that Donald Trump has adopted Vladimir Zhirinovsky's political strategy. And I mean, you know, he made this simple, straightforward deal with his supporters, with his largely white male base. Number one, he said he would make life miserable for blacks, Hispanics, women, queer people, academics, and people living in big cities. I mean, that deal was cemented when he came down the escalator in 2015, right? And he also promised his white male base that he would make life better for them. Specifically, and these are all verbatim quotes from Donald Trump. He said he would, quote, end inflation on day one, quote, make America affordable again, quote, slash energy and electricity prices by half within 12 months, quote, unleash American energy, quote, to get prices down, quote, on groceries, cars and everything, end of quote. In exchange for doing all these things for his base, what he promised, he asked them to let him and his sons and his daughter and son-in-law steal as much as they could from the public treasury, and his wife apparently, get away with past and present crimes, ignore his marital infidelities, look away from his association with child rapists, the possible use of his Miss Teen USA as part of a child trafficking ring, and his association with Jeffrey Epstein. And sure enough, his loyal followers did it. You know, they ignored his payoffs to a porn star, his payoffs to a Playboy bunny, his bragging about sexually assaulting women, his adjudication as a rapist, his 34 convictions for stealing the 2016 election using fraud. By the way, that part of that, the 34 felony convictions, just never gets mentioned. He was convicted for stealing the 2016 election with fraud. The fraud specifically was hiding the fact that he'd had this affair. Anyhow, his hustling made in China campaign swag, and even the hundreds of millions of dollars that he and his third wife made selling these worthless digital tokens to their sucker followers. Preachers and business leaders groveled in front of him. Tim Cook brings him a piece of gold and says, please don't raise my tariffs. Mike Johnson engineers a cover-up. But it's starting, you know, it's been a great run and a great grift, but it's starting to fall apart. As happens, I mean, you know, the United States is not Russia. We have had democracy for more than, you know, a couple of years. We've been here 250 years. We're not Hungary. Hungary only had democracy for about a decade before Viktor Orban took over. I mean, Nixon went down in flames. Warren Harding, back in the 1920s, his health was destroyed, according to his biographers, because of his association with Teapot Dome. Bill Clinton lost his law license and got impeached over Monica Lewinsky. You know, Republicans are now pushing back. Four Republicans in the House have joined the Democrats and saying, we want to know about Epstein and Miss Teen USA and all that stuff. Five Republican senators just voted to cancel Trump's tariffs on Brazil, along with all the Democrats. You got Rand Paul and other Republicans speaking out about Trump's killing so-called drug traffickers off the coast of Colombia and Venezuela. Every category, his popularity is down. About the only thing that he has going for him right now is the stock market. I mean, grocery prices, and the stock market's probably in a bubble because of AI. The grocery prices are up, energy prices are up, unemployment is going up, inflation is up. I mean, how long can he hold things together? I don't think that long. Sophocles, you know, back 3,000 years ago, famously said, rather fail with honor than succeed by fraud. Trump thought he could flip that upside down. I don't think it's going to work. Yesterday, I told you how I think Trump may be stronger than many of us realize. Today, as I promised yesterday, today I'm pointing out, I think also he is weaker in many ways than most of us realize. And America and the resilience of America is stronger. What say you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Trump's been taking lessons from Kim Jong-un. More on that in just a second. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes. although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The wait is over. Badger Hoops tips off this month. With new faces on the roster and highly anticipated conference battles ahead, the drive for excellence never changes. From buzzer beaters to Big Ten showdowns, Wisconsin men's basketball delivers the moments you live for at the Kohl Center. Purchase your single game tickets by visiting uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, it's here. The CDC just upgraded this year's flu season to high severity. It's expected to be the worst flu season in 15 years. The odds are you or a loved one will get sick and your doctor can't see you, and waiting hours in a crowded urgent care is brutal. This year's severe flu season is why doctors urge every family to order a medical emergency kit. This isn't a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care and pharmacy in your home. It includes essential prescriptions like generic Z-Pak to help get well faster, plus antibiotics for pneumonia, strep throat, ear and sinus infections, even prescriptions for nausea and UTIs. Just match your symptoms to the prescription in your guidebook or call their telemedicine doc who's standing by. Take your meds early and feel better faster. Order your kit online now before you need it, and your kit is shipped to your door. It takes just minutes, and I can save you $45. Visit urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and when you check out to get that discount, use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and be sure to use that promo code Tom when you check out to save $45.
Loud lies, the strong man show. Crowds fade fast when the truth starts to show. The fists, the flags, the fear, the spin. What happens when the cracks creep in? Power starts to shrink. What are the roars? Just smoke and sound, a hollow king. No one around. The cops step back, the cult looks scared. The empire's trembling, no one's spared. The louder he yells, the smaller he seems. The strong man's losing his dream.
Stop chanting his name and he's left alone.
stands beneath the sun. What if he's weaker than we think?
Yeah, I think he is. I really do. I realize that in some ways he's also stronger than we think. As we discussed yesterday, it's a paradox, but here we are. Meanwhile, 25 states, including three red states, Kansas, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. Well, Pennsylvania's not a red state, but Arizona, Colorado, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin, and D.C. have all sued the federal government to release the $6 billion in SNAP funds, in food stamp funds, that right now Trump has ordered Brooke Rollins, the head of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, not to release. So they're going to cut off food stamps at the end of this week for roughly 40 million Americans. 52% of SNAP participants are in families with children. 37% are in families with members who are older or disabled. And, you know, this is just choosing to let 42 million Americans, including 20 million children, go hungry. And they've got this thing on the homepage of the USDA saying that the Democrats are doing this because they want to hold out for health care for illegal aliens and gender mutilation procedures. Number one, there's nothing about trans anything in any of the legislation that either the Republicans or the Democrats are proposing. It's a complete lie. And secondly, the Democrats are not opposed to this continuing resolution to secure health care for undocumented immigrants. They're seeking an extension of health care subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. That's it. It's very simple. So there's a naked, and by the way, violation of the Hatch Act lie on the homepage of the U.S. Department of Agriculture on the food stamp page. They are, our federal government is lying to us right now. Now, I realize that there have been times in the past when our federal government has lied to us. You know, Dick Cheney and George W. Bush, for example. Oh, weapons of mass destruction. And that was a very consequential lie. But it was a rarity that our government lied to us. Now our government routinely lies to us and breaks the law when it doesn't.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now Trump is pulling a Kim Jong-un with federal workers. I'll tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls right after the break. Stay with us.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She's a chef, a bartender, and a state rep, calling herself the wild card in Wisconsin's governor race. Meet Francesca Hong.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturdays and Sundays at noon.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. What's spookiest at Halloween? Lisa Hale reports on how you can keep your little monsters safe.
Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. News, weather, and sports for Wisconsin Rapids right here on WFHR. Streaming 24/7 online at WFHR.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny for your Wednesday afternoon. Mid-50s and northeast winds on the light side. For tonight, a few clouds and some patchy fog forming. Lows in the lower 30s, so watch out for some low visibilities as you start your morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, lower 50s. Right now, it's 48.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here is a list of trick-or-treat times happening on Friday, October 31st in the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper and Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pittsville, Stevens Point, and Plover, 5 to 8 p.m. Adams and Friendship, 4 to 7 p.m. And don't miss the spooktacular trunk-or-treat event starting at 5 o'clock at the Sports Complex on 2401 Cedar Drive in Plover, hosted by the Plover Police and Fire Department, Plover Whiting Youth Athletics, and the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County.
Maggie Dawn.
5 o'clock, I'm joined by Rachel LaCasse Ford. She's a mom of two and a small business owner. She discusses her personal struggles to find affordable health care and what the ACA subsidies mean to her and her family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Yes, it's Halloween week.
Castle of Lies.
headlines feeds on fame. No mirror shows his shame.
He sleeps in silk and tweets all night. The truth turns pale beneath his bite.
Count Magalas biting facts tonight. Sucking logic out of
the light, he bans the books, steals reflections and dirty looks. He's got donors wrapped around his claw, breaking rules he calls the law. Careful what you watch on screen, he's there between the
to its performance reviews this year. Basically, it reads something like this. How much are you sucking up to Donald Trump? My words, not theirs, but close enough. Tens of thousands of HHS employees have received a notice that the new requirements will be part of their end-of-year work reviews. The new metric is called, quote, faithful support of administration of the law and the president's policies. One HHS employee said, so basically we swear we're going to follow Trump's policies, which is ridiculous. This is the most crucial element for reviewing the performance of someone who serves under an elected president. That's what the language reads, actually. It says, in fact, all senior professionals must clearly and demonstrably support implementation of the president's policy priorities. You're all politicians now. Over at the Defense Department, Pete Hegseth is doing the same thing. He ordered the Pentagon to oust disloyal civilian workers. He likened them to debris. His memo is titled Separation of Employees with Unacceptable Performance. He said, the sooner we have the right people, the sooner we can advance the right policies. Personnel is policy, which is true, by the way. It's why they're trying to get rid of anybody who has any streak of independence. Sean Timmons, who's a managing partner at a law firm, Tully Rickney, they specialize in both federal employment and military law. He said they are gutting federal employee protections significantly. They're trying to use any excuse they can to get rid of people who are not with the program. And Hegseth has announced he's going to cut about 60,000 Pentagon employees. Amazing. So what's on your mind? Jeff in Taos, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hi, Tom. This is Jeff Evgen, Viasco County Democrats in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid to get involved, and I caution, if you don't get involved now, you may not be able to.
Yep.
If you believe in democracy and fairness, then vote Democrat up and down the ticket. If you want to stop Trump from ruining America, vote Democrat, straight Democrat.
Yep.
Join a protest.
Yep.
My question for you, Tom, is... We're going to collect food donations for the SNAP beneficiaries. Do you have a better way of doing that, of helping them?
I don't. I know somebody who's on SNAP who's been struggling, and I sent that person a little bit of money this morning by PayPal. If you have the means to do that, that's really the only thing that I know of, because, you know, there's not like a place that you go to. You can't stand outside. There are food banks, but basically for every one person who gets a meal at a food bank, there are nine people getting SNAP benefits. No way food banks can deal with this. Robert Reich is pointing out on Blue Sky this morning that the annual cost of SNAP benefits is about $100 billion, which is about one-tenth of the annual cost of Trump's tax break for billionaires. And yet we call... the SNAP benefits welfare, but we don't call the $1 trillion a year for the billionaires welfare. And, you know, he asks, why is that? But I don't have an easy answer for this, Jeff, other than, you know, the SNAP does have an additional $6 billion. It is in the law. They did have, until day before yesterday, on their website, the law and the explanation of the law that said that that extra money is what's called a contingency fund in the event that funding runs out, which is exactly what's happened.
So, but, you know, they're lying about it because they believe that if they can make people suffer, that people will blame Democrats. It's a high stakes bet, and it's a bet that I hope they lose. I don't know if they're going to lose it or not. I mean, you know, these guys are pretty slick, and they seem to know what they're doing on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't know. I just don't think punishing people like this is a good strategy.
How would you motivate people to get involved at the, say, at the county level? You have any ideas for me?
I would point out that what we have are basically two different visions of America. The Democratic vision of America involves having an American middle class, and capitalism doesn't normally produce middle classes, you know, as you can learn from reading any Charles Dickens novel. And so to get a middle class, you have things like the minimum wage and the right to unionize and, you know, high taxes on very wealthy people and the Social Security and Medicare and unemployment insurance and Medicaid and food stamps and, you know, all of these programs that basically create the floor on which the middle class stands. The Republican Party, on the other hand, is opposed to every single one of those programs, has been since the 30s when these programs were introduced, consistently. And so, you know, you've got a choice. Do you want to have a country where you have a large and strong middle class? That's what the Democrats have brought us with the New Deal in the Great Society and what they're continuing to fight for. Or do you want to have a society where the middle class continues to shrink? It was 2/3 of us when Reagan came into office. 44 years of Reaganomics, we're down to 47% of us now in the middle class. And it takes two paychecks to do it now, whereas you could do it with one when Reagan came into office. So the Republicans have been very successful at gutting the American middle class. Do you want that to continue? If you do, if you want to see the middle class continue to shrink and the extreme wealth of $51 trillion has been transferred out of middle class families into the money bins of the top 1%. If you want that process to consider to continue, vote for a Republican. I mean, I realize that that little riff was probably more than 2 minutes, but if you can figure out a way to condense it, that would be my door knocking little rant.
I think you make a good point that Reagan started all this nightmare, really.
Yep.
And I got a hard question for you. What do you think about ranked choice voting?
I think it's great. The Democrats and Republicans both hate it. Both parties officially oppose it. Because
what about recounts, though?
What about recounts?
Well, I'm told they're very difficult to do because it's hard to sort out if you have to manually vote the vote. If there's a recount and you have to manually go through it, that it's very difficult. I'm not familiar with it, so I don't know.
Well, with ranked choice voting, you know, you have to, there's an algorithm, basically. You know, there's a formula that you have to follow. So, yeah, I suppose if you wanted to do the whole thing by hand with ADDIE machines instead of computers, it could be confusing. But I don't see why you'd want to do that or why you'd have to do that unless you just don't trust the computers you're using. In which case, I mean, you're going to have to use the computers anyway to put the results of the manual count in.
We got Dominion now owned by the billionaires.
Yeah, it seems like a specious argument to me, Jeff.
Okay. Well, Tom, I appreciate you taking my call, and be safe. You know, you might end up the voice of democracy.
Well, you know, I think we all have to be the voice of democracy, Jeff, and good on you for your involvement with the Democrats there in Tawas, Michigan. Thank you for the call. Lewis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's up?
The problem is, I think, and I love the No King's Day protest. I think, you know, it grew. But I think we need to also shine a light on the people that potentially made him a king, and that's GOP and Supreme Court. So the next protest, I would say, should be maybe GOP MIA Day. Because they're definitely missing in action, but we also need to point out what they're not doing so people have a better idea of how he got where he's at. And then after that, we can have a Supreme Court rubber stamp day.
Hmm.
But I think Donald Trump sees off of the No King's Day. You saw his little cartoon, whatever it was. And because of his narcissism, I think that it doesn't bother him.
Yeah.
So I think we need to let people know that Congress is the reason why Congress and the Supreme Court is the reason why, but not only tell them, but explain to them in detail what they're not doing.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not one of the organizers of these things. I'm just a voice on the radio, but I think there's a lot to what you're saying, and clearly, without the support of six corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump would have gone down in flames long before now. I mean, a number of these challenges to him that went to the court, that the court has allowed or has ignored, or has defeated, could have really slowed him down. So, yeah, I'm with you, Lewis. Yeah, I'm with you. 45 minutes past. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. And welcome back, Z.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done, with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club is more than a club. It's a driving force of community support that strives every day to find new ways to help. Become a member today and give a hand to the community in a new way, or come for a great meal, host a party, or play bingo. The Elks Club in Wisconsin Rapids is here for its community and the people who live here, and they're looking for more amazing people to help. Join today and become a part of the Elks Club family. See you at their Trunk or Treat event October 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. Bring your little ghouls and goblins.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Looking for the perfect gift or something truly unique? Come explore Maker Square, your local handmade marketplace at 1022 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. With over 35 talented crafters, you'll find jewelry, soaps, craft kits, seasonal decor, apparel, and more, all crafted with care and perfect for gift giving. And with featured items from young entrepreneurs. They host DIY classes, monthly craft fairs, and sip and shops. Follow them on Facebook at Maker Square LLC to see what's new. Maker Square, where creativity comes to life.
Feel the heart in every note as you sway along to the mixture of roots, rock, and Americana music of the Mark Croft Band, coming to the main stage at the Jensen Community Center in Amherst, November 8th. Purchase your tickets today for $20 at jensencommunitycenter.ticketspice.com/MCB or $25 at the door while supplies last. Don't miss this rare opportunity to enjoy an award-winning musical act at the Jensen Community Theater, November 8th. Reception with appetizer and drinks at 6, curtain opens at 7.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no place else to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM or text THOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off, too. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 to save over 24% off with a Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Text fees may apply. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards.
These days are heavy. The truth feels
welcome back. Far. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, you know, based on what's going on in politics now, a couple of questions for you. If what kind of condition would this society be in if we had a progressive Supreme Court and Bernie Sanders would have been elected in 2016? Do you think we'd be living a better society right now?
Yeah, is a frog's ass watertight, Tim?
Yeah, then you're getting my point. You know the two people responsible for turning that around? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, remember that nightmare Obama was going through with the Supreme Court?
Mm.
And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who had more power than a lot of people thought. It was working with Clinton that got Bernie, you know, did everything she could to trash Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Know?
Well, it wasn't Ruth Bader Ginsburg as much as it was Mitch McConnell because, you know, she died just 6 weeks before the election. Traditionally, that means the next president picks the replacement.
Right. And that made a difference. You know, a couple of variables can make the difference on, on the Supreme Court. People don't even understand that. Most people don't even know who she is, you know.
Yep.
And then I talked to you. Previously, there's a teacher. Now she's retired and living down the block from me. There aren't too many Trumpsters in the neighborhood, but she said the only solution to the Democrats was more guns and ammunition.
Oh,
and
geez.
One day I talked to her and I said, do you know who Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Taliban are? And she said, yeah, aren't those terrorist organizations? And I said, no, those are benevolent organizations. I said, the Trump administration, the Supreme Court, and Fox News, those are the terrorist organizations. She just about flipped out, you know. People just aren't aware of what's going on. I call it the I don't know or I don't care syndrome. It's scary, you know?
Yeah, it is. And that's why I said people aren't going to wake up until suddenly they see, you know, food prices spiking or they see their 401k collapsing.
Yeah, and when they're laying in the gutter and can't pay their bills, then they may wake up a little bit. But who knows? That may be too late. You know, the guy's only been in office for 9 months. If he was 9 months away from another election, you know, there'd be some positive aspects to this. But this is scary stuff.
I agree. Well, we're 13 months away from another major election. You know, the midterms.
Right.
And
the whole thing about keeping your fingers crossed, you know.
Well, and don't keep your powder dry. I mean, you know, we need to be out there firing away. You know, we need to be talking to everybody we can. We need to be getting ready. The Republicans certainly are, and the Republican billionaires are definitely doing that.
Exactly.
And even if the stock market collapsed and food prices went up 20%, Fox News would be doing everything they can to convince about one-third of America that it's the Democrats' fault, and they would have considerable success in doing that. It's amazing when you think, you know, if Ronald Reagan had not fast-tracked Rupert Murdoch's citizenship to the United States, and there was no Fox News, and we just had news that actually told the truth, like, you know, the old news used to, CBS, ABC, the country would certainly be a different, you know, it would be very different.
There's no question about it. But, you know, the influence of America around the world is obvious. You know, we're in an international situation now.
You've got the internationalization of billionaires trying to take over democracies. It's happening in every major country. Yeah. Tim, thanks for the call. Well said. Samuel in Santa Ana, California. Hey, Samuel, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Oftentimes I've heard you lament a conversation that you had with Tom Steyer about buying radio stations. And what I wanted to do was give you a unique perspective. And I said, maybe I'll tell him about my conversation. So when we were registering people to vote, we had really been successful. I went to him. I said, listen, Tom, this is what we need. Instead of us waiting until political season to go and do something like this, what we need to do is we need to do this year-round, build up the Democratic base. So he looked at me and he said something along the lines of, well, I'll have to think about that. And
Is he talking about Tom Steyer?
Yeah, Tom Steyer. Yeah.
Okay.
And so he said, you know, I'll have to think about that, or, you know, something along the line. And, of course, I never heard from him. And the thing I wanted to tell you was that I know you run this through your mind a million times because you've mentioned it so often. It wasn't anything new with your presentation. Your idea was a fantastic idea. That's just how he rolls. And what I would suggest right now, that being that we are in the situation we're in now, since you haven't talked to him since Donald Trump got in, I would suggest that Tom Steyer gets a little conversation from you again. Right now, Forbes has him listed as being worth $2 billion. He's no longer just a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And I think this would be a time with CNN going down. MSNBC, they just said yesterday that it's going to be called MS Now.
Right.
I mean, you know.
This is preparation for selling it.
Exactly. So what I'm saying, Tom, buddy, listen to me. Boots on the ground and boots on the air. I'm really, really thinking that this is your time. This is the moment to actually put this down. Your station is, you said you have 6 million unique listeners. Like, you've got some pull right now. You know, on a weekly basis, 15 minutes at least. You've got some pull right now. I really think, if not now, Tom, then when?
Yeah, well, Tom Steyer isn't the only left-wing billionaire out there either. It's just, and my sense of it was that he just didn't have that much free cash. You know, when Clear Channel was for sale, it was for sale for a little over $1 billion. I think it was 1.05 or something like that. And, you know, it may well have been a stretch for him. If somebody's got, you know, $100,000 and you say, hey, why don't you buy this $50,000 thing? You know, they're going to say, well, wait a minute, that's going to change my lifestyle. I'm not sure Tom Steyer is the magic bullet, but I think, you know, appealing generally to wealthy Americans to say, you know, it's time to step up and start buying media is always a good idea, Samuel. You know, it's why I published that piece in The Nation magazine years ago. And you're right, it needs to be revived. Samuel, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Liberals getting really pissed off. I'll tell you all about that right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, you don't want to miss this. Save up to 40% on everything during the fall sale at CB Distillery. If you're tired of tossing and turning at night, feeling stressed, or dealing with aches and pains, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. People everywhere are turning to CBD because it works. Listen to this. Over 90% of customers say they sleep better with CBD. That's huge. And CB Distillery has natural solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, mood, focus, pain relief after workouts. Even CBD for pets. And it's all made with clean, high-quality ingredients. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work for me. Look, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to try CBD, this is it. Stock up and save up to 40% on everything. Just head over to cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state.
Tune in to WFHR on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 for a special Halloween broadcast featuring the entire radio station staff. Get ready for trick-or-treating by listening to spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems to get you in the mood for a frightfully fun evening. This special is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Jeep, Gary's Coins, Hoffman's Tackle, Elks Lodge 693, El Cafe, Maker's Square, Beaver's Dime Store, Jensen Community Center, Evolution Axe Throwing, and E-Way Sales & Pawn. Listen Halloween night from 5 to 8, if you dare.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others. And now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Damage assessment in Jamaica after the historic blast from Hurricane Melissa. CBS's Jason Allen in Kingston.
It's going to be devastation, and I really don't think that we have realized the full impact of it yet. We're not going to get a better sense of that until the day goes on today.
Around 42 million people stand to lose federal food assistance through SNAP as soon as this weekend as the government shutdown continues, including this woman in Texas.
I think that's really sad and really scary for people. I don't think any time would be the right time for this. The middle class, the working class, we need help, we need support, and we need our Congress to be there for us.
Overseas, Sebastian Usher of the BBC on the brief but deadly strikes in Gaza.
Last night, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered